Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much for tuning in to DP24 General TV for our morning devotional prayer based on the Feast at Home Originals called the Summons to Your Surrender Place. And this is your dear boy speaking from the Feast Das Maiñas inside DP24 base under the lockdown. And as we begin, let us put ourselves into the most loving presence of our Lord. And we will pray as a Catholic, as a sign of faith. Let us do the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you for summoning us to your surrender place. Quiet our mind, body, and soul as we rest in your loving heart. We invoke the Holy Spirit to be with us, to pray with us, and for us. And we claim your blessings, O Lord, as we declare our prayer for abundance. Let us pray. Today I receive all of God's love for me. Today I open myself to the unbounded, limitless, overflowing abundance of God's universe. Today I open myself to God's blessings, healings, and helpers. Today I open myself to God's word so that I become more like Jesus every day. Today I proclaim that God's beloved, I'm God's servant, and I'm God's powerful champion. And because I am blessed, I am blessing the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gents, brothers and sisters, and the fellow feasters, sweethearts, also kapatid, kapamilya, at this moment, we invite you to be in a complete silence as you come to your surrender place. And just as Father Bob said in his introduction, breathe in God's love. Hold it for these 5 seconds. And as you breathe out, imagine the love of God surrounding you. But when thoughts come in, silently read the prayer word the Lord has given you. It can be mercy, Jesus, Maranatha, come, Lord. You will hear a bell sound at the beginning and at the end of it. 10 minutes complete silence with soft sound for DTV and FM radio. now, as we bask into his loving presence, let us do God silently and say our prayers to him. Let us pray for the church and its leaders. Pray for the people you love with thanksgiving, and pray for peace to our nation and for the world, especially those suffering from war and conflicts. Pray for all the sick, especially those infected with COVID, dengue, leptospirosis, cancer, other illnesses, and all sorts of disabilities. Say your own petition prayers and pray for your personal concerns. We invite everyone to download the iBravery app, as we will be using it for the liturgy of the hours. Let us pray. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Stir up your mighty power, O Lord. Come to our aid. The Shepherd of Israel, hear us. you who lead Joseph's flock, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread and abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt to plant it. You drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread through the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the sea, to the great river. It stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is blocked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit the swine and protect it. The vine your right hand has planted, men have burned it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, eternal Shepherd, you sowed then the vineyard, you planted that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son, as branches on the vine that planted firmly in your love. We may testify before the world, the whole world, to your great power working everywhere. Stir up your mighty power, O Lord, and come to our aid. And the Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world. I give you thanks, O Lord. Through you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountains of salvation. Say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Or among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has worked marvels for us, and make it known to the ends of the earth, and bring out your joy to God our strength. Ring out your joy to God our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, when the moon is full on our feast. For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph, when he went out against the land of Egypt. A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden, your hands were freed from the load, you called in distress, and I saved you. I answered, concealed in the storm cloud. At the waters of Meribah, I said, listen, my people, to my warning. O Israel, if only you would heed. Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs. Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies. The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with finest wheat, and fill them with honey from the rock. O glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us to leave sin behind and to rejoice in professing your name. And ring out your joy to God our strength. A reading from the book or from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but of justice, peace, and the joy that is given by the Holy Spirit. Whoever serves Christ in this way pleases God and wins the esteem of men. Let us then make it our aim to work for peace and to strengthen one another. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord. Altogether, in the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord. Always, you are there to help me. Altogether, I think of you, O Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Altogether, in the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord. Give your people knowledge of salvation, O Lord, and forgive us our sins. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give your people knowledge of salvation, O Lord, and forgive us our sins. Blessed be God, our Father, who protects his children and never spurns their prayers. Let us humbly implore him. Enlighten us, O Lord. All together, enlighten us, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for enlightening us through your Son. Fill us with this light throughout the day. Let us pray to the Lord. Enlighten us, O Lord. Let your wisdom lead us today, O Lord, that we may walk in the newness of life. Let us pray to the Lord. Enlighten us, O Lord. May we bear hardships with courage for your name's sake, and be generous in serving you. Let us pray to the Lord. Enlighten us, O Lord, and direct our thoughts, feelings, and actions. This day, help us to follow your providential guidance. Let us pray to the Lord. Enlighten us, O Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, true light and source of all light, listen to our morning prayer. Turn our thoughts to what is holy, and may we ever live in the light of your love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. And now, let us lift up to God the prayers and concerns of the people with us in this sonar and online prayer, as we all together pray the prayer of surrender. Lord, I surrender my entire life to you. I surrender to you all my loved ones. I surrender my family and my friends and everyone I hold dear. I place them all in your loving arms. Take care of them. I know you love them more than I do. Lord, I let go of all my attachments. I let go of all my achievements. I let go of all my possessions. I let go of all my fears, worries, anger, regrets, and my dreams. I also give you my weaknesses, failures, and sins. I trust you, Jesus. From now on, your will be done in every area of my life. I am yours. I will serve you forever. Thank you, Lord, for your graces. May we always carry the love, peace, and joy we have received from you. May we become a channel of your love to others. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, as we begin this day, may we be guided always against all forms of bad elements, crimes that have harmed the society across the globe, and shield us from all forms of enemies that we have been going through, especially those who are working behind the scenes, including those of media, engineering, ICT, and we pray for all our police forces and soldiers to do what is right and just in accordance to your holy will and discipline through the intercession of Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, and all the angels and saints. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your utmost participation to the Someone's Surrender Place, our morning devotional prayer on DP34 General TV, based on the Feast at Home originals. And of course, if you need of the Blessed Sacrament, our partner from the Cathedral of the Good Shepherd from Singapore via YouTube, as the one for you to do your journaling, Bible reading, praying, and meditation. And of course, to ease our sadness and pain, We have to be very careful, especially to those who are frequently working alongside with your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and even smart HD TVs setup access. So please ensure that your software or firmware versions are up to date. And before we let you go for your work, especially we are in this rush hour, we would like to welcome you home to our feast nearest you. We have Feast Las Marinas every Saturday at around 16:30 hours, 4:30 p.m. in FCIE and Feast Bay Area, starting from 7:30 a.m. onwards for tri session every Sunday at Adieu Cheddar in Pasay City. Thank you very much, regional TV sessions and regional radio sessions. And for other schedules and venues, please visit feast.ph. Morning Rush is up next. Thank you for joining with us today. God bless everyone, and always remember to be safe, be well, stay sane, and try, and you are loved.